Yes.
Because all of this is temporary, are we alone in the sense where God is our only, like, constant, we get attached to people, but there's, like...
Yeah, next life, everything's going to be jumbled. Just like after this class, everybody goes to a different class.
So why do you think that we develop a connection?
Oh, this is really high level. We develop that because it is a perverted reflection of our attachment to God. It's like the soul naturally wants things like community, love. These are natural things for the soul or for a human being. But yes, our experience dictates, like I just lost my father at the beginning of this month, 90 some odd years old, okay? And I remember many, many years ago, we're driving in the car, and I told my father, I said, Dad, you know, you're my father in this life, but I've had many fathers in the past, and I'm going to have many fathers in the future. He freaked out. He was crying because he was thinking, I'm his son forever. Yes, we become attached. And one of the tenets of Hindu philosophy is learning the art of detachment, as you said, from everything temporary. Not easy. But if you can do that, if you can learn detachment now, you're going to be so successful in your life. Because a lot of times, attachments does us in. We see so many examples. Girls get attached to the bad boy, right? And so that bad boy turns out to be a criminal. And we still see young girls, they still hang with the bad boy. But they're wasting their time. They're wasting their life. So you have to learn how to say, this guy's a loser. Get you, man. I've got a better shot at life. So yes, if you're going to become attached, make sure you're becoming attached to something that's actually worth your time and energy. Don't waste your life becoming attached to things that are not going to really help you. Any more questions? Okay, you already had... okay, you, girl. Go ahead. Oh, you didn't... Okay, go. No, I didn't say that. That, but it's true. It's true. But that doesn't mean that I should not have compassion. Compassion is one of the biggest spiritual qualities. Yes, we should have compassion for even though they were born coming from a sinful. That doesn't change anything. I still must show compassion. Okay? It doesn't mean that, oh, I don't have nothing to do with you. No, I have to show compassion. Yes. Well, I don't, you know, every Hindu sect has their own rituals. Basically, the rituals are either worshiping God or a representative of God. And again, it's either for something material or something spiritual. Most rituals are for people who are doing the worship because they want a better job. They, you know, somebody's sick. They want money. They want success. But it depends on the particular Hindu sect.
What about like in your ceremonies?
Yes, we have in our temples. We have what you would call statues. All right. Or you may even use the word idols. So we do pray and worship. I hate to use the word, but just because you don't understand, the idols, okay? I don't worship idols. I worship God. But to you, you would say, if you came to my temple, you might say, all these Hare Krishnas worship idols. But my response is, I don't worship idols, I worship God.
I think that's the same thing, though, in Catholicism that is accused by Protestant
yes.
traditions, right? That you have these statues, you know, like you've got a statue of Jesus Christ on a cross, and you're worshiping that. No, the idea is that we are worshiping God, and this is a representation, but we're not worshiping a picture of, you know, a statue.
Okay, we go a bit further. We go a bit further, but I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. For us, it's not symbolic, mm-hmm. but that's a whole other discussion, right. And I'm not going to get anywhere with it. So.
Okay, well, I want to ask Annalise, do you have your questions? You weren't around, so I wanted to give you a chance to speak.
No, I was wondering, do individuals have free will according to Hare Krishna?
Of course.
Like, instruments of karma.
Okay, the karma is on you. The karma is because you made a decision, you made a choice. Now, the game, the chessboard, the matrix, that was set up by God. But you have the free will to choose door number one, door number two, or door number three. After you make your choice, you either suffer or enjoy. So you have what is called minute free will. God has absolute, unlimited free will. God can do anything, but we're not God. We are given little, minute independence to choose doing this or doing that. Once I make my choice, I take the consequence. And karma is such a thing that it's not eternal. For each action, okay, there's a reaction, but at some point, it ends. But you're constantly making choices. So your life becomes a complicated network because you don't always get the reaction right away. Sometimes it happens later for something you did back then. So, excuse the expression, karma is a bitch. Because you can't figure it out and you don't know if you're getting something from a past life that now is like, wham, here it is, deal with it. Sometimes it's immediate. Yes.
So what about like the way we impact other people's lives? So for instance, say, you know, I go volunteer at a charity and I manage to greatly improve the situation of someone who is in love.
That's good karma.
That's good karma.
That's good for you, and obviously it's good for them.
So did they do something?
Yes. Yes.
So
you had a previous connection with that person. And now after who knows when? But now the opportunity is, okay, in a past life, this happened between you two. What do you want to do now? Do you want to make it worse or do you want to end it? For instance, sometimes a married couple, if they're very attached to each other, their next birth, the wife becomes the husband becomes the wife. And this can go on and on and on, each time switching the roles. Better finish up your business, yes?
So every living being.
Okay, so I was expecting this question to come at some point. This is the first class. This class is the best. The first two classes didn't go there. Okay, so the way of this world is that the law of God is one thing is food for another. An animal doesn't have karma. So an animal, by God's arrangement, is allowed to eat other animals. Human beings, they are given higher intelligence. And as I said, the violence incurred or the violence necessary to, quote unquote, kill vegetables, not all cases, but that violence compared to the slaughter of animals, if someone can't see a difference, then I can't help them. There's a big difference between, you know, pulling a potato out of the ground and slaughtering a cow. If somebody can't see the difference, then they're just like, anyway, I don't want to say. You follow? Either you see the difference or not. So the idea is a human being, you want to minimize your violence, because even being vegetarian is, it's still, there's still a reaction. It's still a, that's why I have to offer my food to God first. Then there's no karma. But if I'm just vegetarian, there's karma involved. Now, it's better karma than me eating meat, but there's still karma. Next. Yes, there's a gradual evolution, and eventually you come back again as a human being.
The second chance, right? Like, you can't be a bad animal. You
know, no, no.
Like,
there's an automatic upgrade.
And so it's a time almost.
Yeah. In other words, you took that low birth, that was your punishment, and then you progress, and at some point you come back as a human being and you pick up where you left off with your desires like that. Wow, we're just like, okay, my other guy back here. Yep. Yes. So someone might be on the 40-yard line of the Seahawks and the Broncos and get trampled on. But the thing is, in that kind of form, your consciousness is hardly there. The next life, you become a tree. Who knows? Yeah, yes. I didn't, wait, no. Yeah, they don't have higher intelligence like a human.
Right.
They don't have higher, and they're not held to the same laws as we are. In other words, a dog can run out in the middle of the Super Bowl, and they're not going to arrest the dog. They'll capture him. But if you try to run out on the football field, you'll get tased, you'll get arrested, because you're supposed to know better. That's a karma. Everything is karma. There are no chances. Everything is karma. Everybody's getting what they deserve.
So someone must have done something so terrible.
That's right.
That they ended up mentally handicapped.
That's right.
Actually, it's an automatic downgrade.
That's right.
But yes. I think what you have to understand is it's not a judgment, you know, placed on that person because of that. Nobody's walking around going, oh, well, you're physically or mentally handicapped. You must have had bad karma.
Yeah, you don't. That's not, that would be bad for me. If I, exactly, if I look at someone like that and I go, no, then I'm committing sin. Like Jesus, I have to love everyone. I have to be respectful even to the ant. I can't say, oh, he's an ant. Man, you were really sinful. Squash. No, I have to be tolerant and merciful and respectful even to the ant. All right, you've asked a lot, and I know I like your questions. Let's give him one more time. Go.
People with, like, good karma are born into, like, good things, and people with bad karma are born into bad things. Like, wouldn't it be easier than, like, once you have good things, form good karma, and, like, bad things?
Generally, but not always. We see a lot of rich kids turn out to be really... Like, look at the Kardashians. Look at, you know, there's so many examples of people born in, you know, or the Hilton twins. Oh, they're real good models for the human race, right? So sometimes, yes, but other times, no. And also, people born in very bad situations can get it together and spiritually progress. Go. It may be, you may have to go through certain, because until the karma is, you know, it's like a debt. Until it's paid, You know, so the thing is, you can't figure it out. You don't know if what's happening now is because of the past, the present. So all that matters is how do you deal with it? That's what matters. Here's the situation. How do I deal with it? When, for instance, if I'm with somebody and they're really causing me a lot of trouble, this is how I think. All right, here's this guy. He's really making life difficult for me. Probably in some previous life, I was really bad with him. So now what do I want to do? Do I want to continue it or do I want to end it? If I want to end it, I say, I forgive you. I forget. Let's move on. Now, what he does, that's on him. But at least me, I acted in such a way that I'm not going to be the cause of any more further bad wrongs. Go.
When you said you reset, right, like the hard drive, like you don't remember, it's a blessing. It's a good thing you don't remember. For, in a situation with sexual assault or something like that, is the victim, is there bad karma for them? Is there a chance?
That's how they should think. They should think that this happened to me because I did something to deserve it. Now, forgive yourself, forget, move on.
So there's no chance or accident in terms of people.
That's not how we are taught to think. We are taught to think, no more blaming, because that doesn't get you anywhere. I'm taught, I accept my lot in life. I'm the reason why. Now, it ends here. No more.
What about kids?
Kids, same thing.
What, no, but if they didn't have the, is that a punishment for a past life?
What?
Like if someone hurt a child or something, they don't have had a chance to, you know what I mean? Like, is that something that happened earlier on?
Okay. That's the way I would view it. Okay. Otherwise, then it's not all chance. I mean, then it's not all karma. It's, then you're entering the realm of chance. Now, I do have my best friend at the temple, just to answer this question. My best friend at the temple, he says there's this concept of new karma. So I'm going to present him. So it is possible that this particular incident is a new first-time event. But then I have a problem with that because that's not how I understand. So I... Now, if he was here, he would say what I just said. But me, I don't see it right. I'd see, no, this is happening. It's my fault. I accept it, but I'm going to forgive, forget, and move on.
Okay, with that, we are going to move on. Let's give him a round of applause.
And this was the best class. My God, your questions are just... Yeah, I loved it.